Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Mary Kay Cabot joins us from the Cleveland Plain Dealer and Cleveland.com. Hello, Mary Kay. How are you?
I'm fine, guys. How are you doing?
Oh, it's wonderful to hear your voice, Mary Kay. You know we absolutely love you, and we love having you on. So were you down in Mobile this week? Yes, yes?
Yes, I was down in Mobile. Got a chance to sit down with John Dorsey for a while down there. Got a chance to sit down with Freddie Kitchens for about a half an hour down there. So it was very productive from that standpoint. And, it's a nice place to be for a few days.
All right, Mary Kay, how odd is it? Because we asked the question, thank God I don't have to blank because we have Baker Mayfield. How weird is it to be at a Senior Bowl in a pre-draft process and really not have to talk about a quarterback at the top?
Oh, it's really, really strange. I mean, I remember being down there the last few years, and of course it was all about the quarterback. The Carson Wentz year, being there and just watching every move that he made, and I remember standing just, a few feet away from him, studying his footwork, just how the ball came out, where he was going with it, all of those things about him, and then, talking to him and having an opportunity to talk to other players about him, and I mean other scouts and coaches about him. Then I remember asking Dabo Sweeney on the field about Deshaun Watson and what if the Browns passed on him, and that's when he said, if the Browns pass on Deshaun Watson, they're passing on Michael Jordan. So that came out of the Senior Bowl. Then you look to last year, and I just vividly remember, it really was. It was all about Baker Mayfield and Josh Allen, and just watching those two guys, just on the field, off the field, in the job interview that is the Senior Bowl. So it really was weird to be there this year not studying those quarterbacks.
So Mary Kay, did John tell you who he's going to pick at 17 yet?
Yes, he absolutely 100% did. I have that information. I will roll it out as we get closer to the draft. But but of course he did say, open to trading up, open to trading down. We'll do what's best for the team. Now, I do believe that they will package some of these picks, and I don't think they're going to end up with 11 draft picks out of this draft. They don't need to put 11 rookies on the team. So I do think that they will try to package some of these picks and move around in this draft.
Mary Kay Cabot joining us courtesy of the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. He told Bull and Fox yesterday, and I know that everybody had a chance to get a chance to really speak to him during this whole process earlier this week, but he said that he would be pretty judicious in free agency, wouldn't spend like a drunken sailor. Do you believe him, or do you think that maybe the window's open where you can take a risk and maybe front-load some contracts because you technically still have Myles Garrett on a rookie deal, even though he'll be going into year three, and Baker's only on a rookie deal, and he'll, of course, someday be, if plans go the way they're supposed to, the highest-paid player at some point in the NFL and certainly in your franchise?
Well, you know what? It almost seems to me like John Dorsey likes to trade for players more than go after those free agents, those unrestricted free agents that their contracts are up and for whatever reason, their team just is not interested in signing them at that price. I think he prefers to find players in trades that sort of have worn out their welcome with their previous team, but they're in the prime of their career and they just need a change of scenery. So I think he will acquire probably 5 to 6 impact players, maybe more, but 5 to 6 impact players this offseason in some way, shape, or form, whether it be trade, free agency, draft, or whatever.
Mary Kay joining us on the show. We heard yesterday maybe about a Jalen Ramsey deal that Zach said it was a bit far-fetched, but he did mention the name Jalen Ramsey, and it was interesting yesterday that Jarvis Landry was walking around with one of the body cameras on as he was going through some of his pre-Pro Bowl workouts, and Jalen Ramsey was shouting out the dog pound. Do we know anything more about this?
I don't know anything more about that, but Jarvis Landry is 100% for sure a great ambassador to bring some of his Pro Bowl friends onto this team. I mean, every time we turn around, we see that he's trying to recruit, you know, the Antonio Browns and the Odell Beckham Juniors and now, like you said, the Jalen Ramseys. So, you know, he is somebody that I think really will help recruit guys to this team. If you can get a Jarvis Landry here and you can get some of these other guys here, then certainly the parade of better players coming to town should be happening.
What's the mood like around the league? You know, for years we hear stories about other teams chuckling at the Browns and what are they going to do to mess things up. But, you know, with John in place now, Freddie getting his feet wet as the head coach now, what was the sense that you got down in Alabama, Mary Kay, about just the perception of the Browns and maybe some of the respect that they may or may not have begun to earn back here?
Well, it started last year when they first hired all of these guys. To be walking around the Senior Bowl and have people just coming up to you, coaches, general managers, scouts, coming up to you and just saying, you guys have a good management team in place now. You'll be going in the right direction. There's so much respect for all of these guys out there in the world of the NFL. And now, now they can actually point to some things that John Dorsey has done, and everyone sees what Baker is all about. And I think, you know, there's just so many people that know that the Browns are in really good shape with Baker. And that was probably the number one thing. But, yeah, the vibe is so different now. They are not the laughing stock of the NFL. They know that they've got good talent evaluators in the building, and they're right there with everyone else.
The weather was bad. Are you back in town yet?
I am back in town.
Okay.
Yes, I am back in town.
Did you get back at all yesterday? There's a reason I'm asking this.
You know, I got back late last evening.
Okay,
so, yes.
Then maybe you didn't feel. I felt yesterday after that article came out, there was a weird ooh to the whole feeling of the area yesterday. It felt old Browns. It almost felt like this last season where things went well with Baker and Freddie and everything was almost a dream, and we woke up from it and was bad again because people reacting to old Browns stuff with this football team. And I got to tell you, this morning I'm thinking, Mary Kay, that's old news. You know I'm not a big fan of Hugh Jackson. You and I have talked about that on air and off air. But you know what? We make jokes at his expense, but that was back on October 29th. I don't have anything against Seth Wickersham at all. He's doing his job. It was a good piece, whatever. But I don't know, Mary Kay. I feel I'm moving on, and I feel a lot of Browns fans are too.
Well, let's put it this way. If you needed to do an in-depth story, and the Browns moved the needle nationally, that's another thing. Everyone that I talk to at the Senior Bowl, everyone always says, you know, the Browns are so relevant nationally. People love the Browns, and that's one of the things that even all the Nationals down there, they always talk about that. I mean, they know that they can do Brown stories. They're going to get clicks. They're going to get readership. And here's the other thing. There are legions and legions of fired Browns employees out there willing to talk to people. So, you know, there's a lot of dysfunction right now going on with, let's say, the Pittsburgh Steelers. But there are not hundreds of fired Pittsburgh Steelers employees running around just waiting to talk to people. In the case of the Cleveland Browns, there are haters everywhere. You know, they even get together, you know, at the combine, coaches get together at a bar that have been fired by the Cleveland Browns and, you know, sit around and dish about that. So, you know, you can't walk two steps at the Senior Bowl without running into someone who used to work for the Cleveland Browns. So, you know, these kinds of stories, you know, they're there for the taking. And, you know, I think Seth did a great job on the story. He did a great job on the story. There's a lot of detail in there that we didn't know. There are plenty of things that were, you know, surprising and interesting. And I just think it's kind of not, I don't want to say easy, but the sources for these kinds of stories are plentiful.
We're talking with Mary Kay Cabot, the outstanding beat writer for Cleveland.com and the Cleveland Plain Dealer. Mary Kay, we had John Dorsey on yesterday. He had mentioned that, you know, fans have a right to be, you know, skeptical of the Haslams because of the history that's here, which is undeniable. But, you know, from my perspective, I get a little different vibe about John and Freddie, and it seems like just maybe this has the most chance of any of the regimes that they've brought in here of actually working together successfully and having success. Where are you at with where things stand and the trust and belief in the Haslams, and that this thing really is going to stay on the train tracks, and that Freddie Kitchens and John Dorsey really are going to be able to work together and have this thing going in the right direction?
Well, I think, first of all, when you look at, you know, we talk now about how Jimmy Haslam has let Dorsey not only run the coaching search, but he now has Kitchens reporting to him. Well, you couldn't do that before. You couldn't do that before because, you know, were you going to have Mike Pettine answering to Ray Farmer, who was not hired until after Mike Pettine was named the coach? Well, no, he was a first-time GM who was so far in over his head, there was no way that he could be overseeing the head coach. Were you going to have Sashi Brown, who didn't even want Hugh Jackson to be hired, overseeing Hugh Jackson and have Hugh Jackson reporting to him? No, he wasn't strong on the football side in any way, shape, or form. So there was no way that could happen. Now they have a strong GM in place. So you can turn a coaching search over to him. You can turn the whole football side over to him. You can turn the draft over to him. And you can have the head coach reporting to him. So that's the whole key. Jimmy needed to get the GM right. It's the first time that he's done that, and everything sort of flows from there, including drafting the right quarterback.
And John's previous stay in Kansas City, I'm sure you've talked to people in Kansas City, probably in Green Bay too. He seems to be batting 1,000 here. We all love him. I mean that. He's affable with the media. We're all in a honeymoon phase still with John Dorsey. We're a year in, and we've been through a full season. Is there anything we need to watch out for? Is there any sort of thing where, he tends to get a little bit excited, other than, he tends to pay his own players a little bit too much, but they're still a playoff team in Kansas City. So how am I supposed to go at him against that?
Well, I think that's why they kept some of the cap specialists and the numbers guys around. I think that, John came in here with, his strong suit was scouting. He's a scout at heart. And his strengths were in talent acquisition and player evaluation. And that is why I think the Browns kept some of their, really smart capologists and numbers guys around so that they could support John with those things so that he doesn't run into cap problems and things like that. And he doesn't really even have to worry about that stuff as much as maybe he did in Kansas City. So, they identified that as, maybe not a strength and tried to make sure that they had things in place going forward for that.
Mary Kay, we thank you very much for the time. All the very best to you. We'll talk to you again next week.
Sounds good. Thanks a lot, guys.
The always wonderful Mary Kay Cabot on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Satisfied, are you?
Yes, very.
Oh, my God. There's something I wanted to ask you. Pro Bowl coming up on Saturday. I should ask
another Pro Bowl question?
Yeah. Denzel Ward, are you okay with him playing in the Pro Bowl?
Yes.
Why?
He's healthy.
So you hate the Pro Bowl, but you're okay with the
there's
one of the
no
best
contact
quarterbacks.
In the Pro Bowl. It's a ballet.
Daryl.
Come on.
Daryl, guys don't get hurt in practice. Corey Coleman got hurt in practice.
I know.
Guys get hurt in practice. One guy got hurt playing sand football.
He's not going to get a concussion in the Pro Bowl.
He's not going to be out there the whole game either.
I know he's not going to be out there the whole game either, but if you're telling me you hate the Pro Bowl so much, then why do you want Denzel Ward out there playing in the Pro Bowl when you're not even going to watch
him? I'm not saying I want. I just don't have a problem
with it. Our number one cornerback, a better cornerback than Joe Hayden was at the beginning of his career, yes, 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 100% yes.
Of course, yes.
You want him to play in the Pro Bowl?
I have no issue with it.
Am I living in my fear? I
mean, yes,
this
you
is
are,
not
apparently.
This is not this a is contrived obvious. This is not a contrived thing. I've been thinking about this all week. Am I living in my fears because of this?
You are, because there's the level of competition, the level of physicality in the Pro Bowl, it just doesn't exist. It's part of the reason I hate the Pro Bowl. I don't feel like I'm watching real legit football.
Okay, but if he's going to get hurt, and I don't know
but
if he's going to get hurt.
I don't think he's going to get hurt in the Pro Bowl.
It's the question of, do you want a guy to get banged up if there's a possibility? Anytime you put pads on, there's a chance you could get hurt, okay?
Well, I could get hurt
there's
just
a
walking
chance.
Out, getting out of this chair.
Again, I brought up yesterday, and you didn't take the bait, Kenny. I thought you would. You weren't paying that close of attention. where you have the Pro Bowl, and it's easy for the linemen, the defensive linemen and offensive linemen. Hey, you stand up, you hold on to each other, and let the play go. But somebody might not have got the memo when it comes to the wide receivers and tight ends and guys in the secondary.
Yeah, we talked about that.
We didn't mention Denzel Ward.
No, we didn't mention Denzel Ward, but we did mention that there's usually at least one guy out there trying to put something on tape.
And here we are with Denzel Ward. Do you want him trying to put something on tape in front of Denzel?
Typically, if there's someone out there trying to put something on tape, it's going to be a defensive player.
All right, talk me out of it. Just talk me out, because I swear to God Almighty on my children. Yeah, I admit I'm a little worried. I'm a little worried.
I think him playing in the Pro Bowl is a great sign that he's okay.
I'm a little worried.
You're living in your fears, Ken. You can't do that.
I got a worthless game that the players themselves say is worthless.
Again, why I hate
playing in a worthless game.
Stop living in your fears, Hugh Carman.
Hey, come on.
You're getting soft there, Hugh.
All right, 216-578-0092. I asked them. Plus,
He's been soft for years.
Question of the origination of Super Bowl Super Browns. We'll get to it.
Squishy is different than soft.
I am pretty squishy. It's Ken Carman and Anthony Lyman, live in the Fan.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.